Yeah, we're very happy with the progress that's being made towards our strategy, the strategy which covers the period 2018 to 2020, in terms of the job creation, with 191 new jobs created in Donegal Gaelic companies during 2019. And also with the progress that's made in the whole language planning process, with various language plans being approved in different parts of the county. So we're very happy with the progress that's being made in terms of the consolidation and expansion of existing companies. And we have been and will continue to be working on seeking to attract new investment to the Gaeltacht parts of County Donegal over the next year.
Now, we do know one of the main key points from last year is that the number of GTEC digital hubs have doubled. We do know that there's quite a lot more planned for Donegal in the near future.
There are, yeah. The GTECs are an important part of our strategy. The flagship project being GTEC Lidoir, which is in operation for the past number of years. And a major expansion is taking place there through the Rural Regional Development Fund. We're now working on the refurbishment of the top floor of GTEC Lidoir. That's going to be ready to be occupied in the next couple of months. We're also talking with regard to different GTECs, such as GTEC Kilcara, which is about to go into operation. We're speaking to Oireann Mhór about the GTEC there. We're working with Donegal County Council in relation to Carrigart, and we're also talking to the communities in Termin and in Fintown with regard to the establishment of smaller digital hubs in those areas. Dunloe would be another target area of ours for a substantial digital hub to be part of the GTEC network. So it is very important. The whole area of connectivity and ensuring that people can carry out the new types of work that are becoming available. Traditionally, we would have been very successful over the years in manufacturing tangible products, taking raw materials in, getting added value products out. That's still a very important part of the mix of employment in Gaeltacht areas. But with the new employment, where connectivity means that people can provide services and carry out jobs from relatively remote areas such as West Donegal, at no disadvantage if we do have these facilities and this connectivity in place. And that's what the GTEC strategy is all about.
And we do know, like, obviously, you know, whatever way the cards fall post-election, you would be hoping that whatever new government formation there is, that they would support you even more so going forward.
Yes, we're very appreciative of the support that we've had over the years from various governments. And we're very grateful for the fact that our capital budget, which had fallen to a very low level during the downturn, has been coming back towards what we need. We do need further increases, and we're happy to say that our department and the various ministers have worked very closely with us to get us back towards what we need. And we hope that that trend continues. We look forward to continuing that trend, because I think what we have demonstrated is that with proper investment, that rural areas such as West Donegal, such as the Gaeltacht areas in Donegal, can compete and can be attractive for investment, that businesses can locate and can operate viably and successfully in these areas. And that's demonstrated by the wide array of companies that are working there at the moment. We're very proud of the companies, homegrown companies such as Irish Metal Pressings, companies such as Randox, which have moved in, companies such as RAP, which is expanding at the moment. So it is evident that companies can operate viably in West Donegal, given the right investment. And I think with the investment that's been made over recent years, that the progress has been made, and that progress can continue into the future.